Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. Have you ever wondered why men and women were put on this earth to be together? Why male-female relationships are often so difficult to handle? Have you ever asked yourself, aren't males and females more similar than different? So why do we have such problems? Today in this episode, we're going to be talking about some of these really important issues for our relationships. Hi, I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone. As a licensed mental health counselor, spiritual relationship healer, and somatic body psychotherapist, I have helped thousands of men and women to sort through their differences and get back to love. My books and courses are all about healing relationships through love. Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me books, Healing Through Love audios, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and the life-changing lessons in the 30-Day Love Challenge. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who are proving that life can, and often does, get better and better as we reach our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And our relationships can also get better and better when we understand the male-female dynamic. So today I'm delighted to be speaking with Ellie Deutsch. Welcome.
Hi there. Hi, how are you?
I am great. So I'm going to give a little introduction about you from what I know, and then you can share some more. Born and raised in the United States, New Jersey, he became enamored with Jewish life and relocated to Israel, where he met and married his wife. People naturally turned to Ellie for relationship advice. He realized that many men and women jump into relationships, become a couple without any formal relationship training. To paraphrase his explanation, if you want to build a business, build a skyscraper, or build your skills as an athlete, you need to train your mind, your heart, and your body to be conditioned to be a professional success. So why should our relationships be any different? If we don't take it seriously, study, and learn what it takes to create a wonderful relationship, we may be doomed to suffer in an unsatisfying, even destructive relationship pattern that follows us from one partner to the next. Ellie Deutsch created the MFD, Male-Female Dynamic System, and the upcoming virtual video summit featuring leading experts, including myself, to clarify and define ancient wisdom and current perspectives on the esoteric forces of male and female that affect all of our relationships, especially our most intimate ones. And you can find out information at themalefemaledynamic.com. So welcome, Ellie Deutsch.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I hope I'm saying your name correctly, Ellie.
Perfectly.
Thank you. So please tell us more about your background and your education, your work experience, life training, first that led you to relocate to Israel, and then to create this male-female dynamic system and the upcoming summit.
So, okay, there's a lot there. When I was already younger, so people would come up to me. It was kind of weird. It was kind of strange. Like people just felt comfortable sharing with me their life, their relationships, what's going on with them, their ups, their downs, their struggles, what's standing in their way. And already then, I started to kind of get a knack for people and understand, you know, what they're going through and where they're coming from. And So I started kind of, you know, being able to pull people out of their situation and, you know, try to give them some clarity and direction. And I was blessed with some success. And so I kind of figured I was going to be on that path for a while. And then, like you mentioned, I did get more involved in some deeper Jewish wisdom and that whole, that's already its own topic. But I noticed also there that a flowing theme, a running theme, certainly in the deeper Jewish traditions of Kabbalah, there's a flowing theme of the masculine and feminine, the male and the female. And I started seeing it in really all things. And so in particular, I took that back into the concept of relationships and started, certainly obviously saw it, in guy-gal relationships and started to gain an even deeper insight into relationships and understanding how they work, understanding really what is the guy really looking for, and perhaps more importantly, what is the guy looking to feel? What is he looking, how is he looking to see himself at? And same thing with the gal. What is she, number one, looking for in terms of satisfying herself? But even before that, I would say, and deeper, is what is she looking to experience? How is she looking to see herself? And so between these two things, a lot of times there's a breakdown. There's a breakdown over there in terms of the connection, in terms of, you know, the guy not living out kind of the masculine self, if you will, and the gal not living out the feminine self, whether that be because of certain things that we had growing up and certain conditioning that we've gotten into, or if it's something that, you know, also societal influence might be pushing us another direction. So I found that within relationships, if you can get people more in touch with certain sides of themselves and aspects of themselves, and to drop some fears and some ego and a number of other things that you probably have to drop along the way, you can create connection and intimacy and passion and relationships, and that love and awesome, you know, amazing, intimate, experiential kind of relationship and connection that really we all want.
Yes, first of all, I think it's wonderful to have a man talking about this topic. We have so many women focused on it and teaching about it, but men can, I think, more easily reach some of the men. So my first question is, what do men want in a relationship from your experience?
So from my experience, I think that, again, there's two aspects here. There's what does the man want from a deep, from within himself, in a deep way, and what is he, you know, looking, I guess, to get or to receive from the gal. So I think number one thing is first and foremost is the guy. The concept of the masculine is the concept of giving forth energy and potential, and what that means is, and the truth is, if you take this to a, there's a way you could take this to an unhealthy extreme, but let's not go there right now. Let's stick with the healthy side of things, right, is that really the inner aspect of the guy is to kind of give forth, to be that source of hopefully positivity and blessing and really an influencer. And so really, this is where it comes from, I believe, that, you know, the number one thing the guy wants is to really be able to put a smile on the girl's face. If everything's healthy, to be able to smile,
it doesn't appear that way very often.
Sometimes it doesn't. That's fair enough. And we can get into problem solving when we get there. Everybody in their own situation, we can talk about problems that come up. But really, the guy wants to, just like in general, people, they want to make a difference. You know, they want to know that they matter. They want to know that they're relevant. I think that's definitely a masculine. Of course, everybody has both masculine and feminine, but I definitely think that's a masculine concept, right? That to be able to be like an influencer, to bring in the energy, like that's the masculine concept typically. And so the guy, I think, is looking to be able to do that, and in particular, definitely also for his feminine counterpart, for his woman, his wife, his girl, whatever. To be able to really receive that in a way, in a way that she is, you know, looking at him, I guess, with admiration and being, and not just that, but also being, you know, being affected by him, and, you know, hopefully in a positive way, again, if everything's healthy.
And as you're talking, I'm thinking of all these relationships where the partner, the wife or the girlfriend starts to know the man and all his insecurities, and she doesn't look up to him, and then he looks to someone else to receive that. So that
right,
that was
exactly
the image that to me. So I have another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So that's what men want in a relationship. What do women want in a relationship? And then we'll get back to how they can get that. But what do women seem to want?
Okay, so I think what I find is that women want to be, you know, they typically, and I'm not inventing anything here, but women, you know, women want to be loved, to be cherished. And at the end of the day, a lot of times you see that that women can come up with this issue or that issue or this thing about the guy that's bothering her, that the guy's bothering her. And at the end of the day, this she wants to be able to rely on him. She wants to be able to know that he's going to be there. She wants that he should come, that he should have passion and direction and follow through. And that when she sees that within him, she can kind of melt into him. And I think that in a deep level, that's really what she's looking for. You know, I have a video series that it's kind of already, I haven't really announced it, but it's kind of already available. That's the male female dynamic workshop, right? And one of my principles there is that point by point is not the point. You know, a lot of times you'll have a situation which, you know, you hear this stereotypical situation, there's the guy sitting on the couch, and the gal comes in there, the wife comes in and starts, you know, yelling at him, get off the couch, you bum, go do something, you know, you're unemployed, and take out the garbage, and you know, imagine the guy's response. The guy's response, actually, I have 3 job interviews lined up for next week, and I'll take the trash out during the commercial, you know. She walks away, obviously disgruntled, maybe rolls her eyes, comes back 10 minutes later, yelling about the fact that he's on the couch and he doesn't have a job. And the guy's like, guy's thinking, listen, I just answered all your questions point by point 10 minutes ago. Because really, what's the issue? The issue isn't the fact that he doesn't have a job, right? The issue is that she's getting the vibe from this guy, the energy from this guy, that he's got no direction, no passion, no follow-through, no energy. So you know, and so this is often the same. Meaning to say, even if the guy wasn't making the most amount of money, but he was driven, he was passionate, he had a vision, he was following up on it, he was alive, full of life. So it would be a different story in the relationship, most likely. I mean, granted, after a while, you know, you have to provide perhaps some amount of money in order to sustain things and be responsible. But that amount of money could be different. Doesn't have to be necessarily a ton if he's coming with life, passion, direction, a vision, follow through. How does that sound?
No, that sounds really valuable, because there are a lot of women making more money than men, and they don't talk about it too much, you know, and there are men that stay at home and take care of the children. So it can work if the male is still exhibiting those male qualities that the woman wants.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, I think in many instances, it's not about the money. It's not about the money. It's about the vibe. It's about the feeling. So, again, some people have their hang-ups, and they've got brought up in a certain way, and so therefore they think, okay, the guy needs to make more money than the gal. And by the way, a lot of guys have that hang-up, right? A lot of guys have that issue also. They get intimidated by a woman who makes money or something like that. I think it's more about the energy. If the person is coming with a passion, a drive, and a mission, a grand life mission statement. So I think that there's a lot there for the woman to admire, and the money becomes a less of a factor. Again, it's necessary. The person needs to be responsible, but becomes less of a, I think it becomes less of an issue.
Right, and I've seen several, particularly internet marketers, that their wife or their girlfriend was actually supporting them for a while they were building this internet business, but they obviously had that passion and drive. So my next question is, what helps men to get what they want in a relationship? First, what helps men? Then we'll get to the women. What helps men to get what they want in the relationship and what interferes or blocks them from getting what they want?
Well, again, there's two. I think there's, again, two aspects we can come at this, two ways we can come at this. Number one is, what are the guys not doing that's preventing them from getting to the relationship they want? And what are they also experiencing from the women, which might undermine their relationship, right? Again, the guys in terms of themselves, probably not necessarily moving in on a having an issue with follow through. Remember, we mentioned that the masculine concept is to give forth energy and potential. The problem is you can take that and use it to its unhealthy extreme, and then the guy wakes up in the morning, looks around the world, and so he's coming from this masculine perspective of energy and potential, and so all he sees is energy and potential. Another word for energy and potential is options, right? So the guy wakes up, and like, that's what an option is. An option is essentially like energy and potential, something that you can go ahead and make something from. The guy, if he's rooted in maleness, he could take this concept all the way to the extreme, which looks at, and he sees options. He thinks to himself, I can have you, right? So one day he decides he wants to, he says, I'll choose you. And he starts to move towards one of these options. But what does he start to see? I'm moving towards one of these to see kind of, you know, happening to all the other options. And they start to fade, they start to be fading away, right? Because as he commits or makes a move towards one, the other ones start to fade away. And so he pulls back, right? He says, whoa, slow down. I'm a guy. I'm rooted in maleness. I'm all about energy in potential. And if I move towards this one, I'm going to lose all those other potential options. And so, you know, he does that once. And then a day later, guy wakes up in the morning again, looks around the world, and he says, I can have you, or you. And he says, you know what? I'll take you. He starts moving towards that one. And again, what does he start to see happening to all the other ones? He starts seeing them fade, all those other options fading away as he starts to make a real move towards one particular one. And so he pulls back again. Whoa, wait a minute. I'm all about energy and potential. And so you see this cycle repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself. And if the guy's good looking, repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself and repeats itself till at some point, right? And so this is what stands in the way, right? This is the roots of the single scene, okay? And this is what's going on in many of these, you know, situations. At least that's my experience. So that's the guys. That's one thing that's getting in the way of the guy. Maybe you want to move on to the women. I can continue on the guy if you want, but, you know, our time is limited.
That's an issue that they really have to be able to make a decision and a choice and stick with it and follow through.
Right. And there needs to be a click there that happens for the guy where he's able to go ahead and say, okay, right now I'm with this one, and to the extent I'm with this one, there's really no other option. To get a guy to do that in our modern Western world, which is doing everything it can, maybe not consciously, but ultimately doing everything it can to prevent that, is not simple at all. The different things that can trigger it, but
there's so many
and there are
different
ways to work.
But there's also the other people at work, and there are just so many ways to get thrown off track. All right,
absolutely.
So we have some idea of the male dilemma. What about women? What helps a woman to get what she wants in a relationship, and what stops it or what blocks it and prevents it?
So I guess let's start with what prevents it. I think what prevents it is the number one thing I come in contact with is the issue of control. And what I mean by control is that a lot of times women will kind of be afraid of rejection or afraid of being rejected for their authentic self. And so they will try to manipulate situations or control kind of like what their guy is going to do or say or think of them. And as soon as you bring control or manipulation to a situation, you've just already undermined the relationship before it even had the chance to get started. Because, you know, and that's an important point, that manipulation is, or let's put it in a less negative word, control is the opposite of relationship. Right? Relationship means two free people, two free selves making choices to choose towards that other person. That's a relationship. Right? Control means that I'm not allowing the other individual free. And so...
Well, we don't think of relationships in those terms very often, but it's powerful.
Yeah, a lot of times women will be afraid to put their true selves out there because... Like to just simply share where they're at without any kind of control or setting the stage up in any kind of way, because they're afraid of being rejected. And so what they'll try to do is, maybe talk in a certain way that kind of backs the guy into a corner. Or maybe, you know, you can talk sometimes. A typical one is when there's a relationship going on and the gal will kind of talk to him in a way where, it's like if he doesn't answer a certain answer, so he's a jerk or an aggressor, you know? And so when you do that and you kind of like set up the scenario in order to get the guy to choose in a certain manner, so already you're trying to do that in order to not get rejected, but ultimately you've already undermined the relationship because you're kind of pulling away to a certain extent, pulling away that free choice from the guy, right? And so already the guy is going to start to feel, and really the gal also to a certain extent, but certainly the guy will start to feel kind of undermined, kind of emasculated, like without a choice. Like there's a certain disconnect happening now, a certain inability to really choose from a free and wholesome place. And so you do that enough times, person's going to start to feel not really a relationship here. They're going to feel that something's off. They're going to feel like their true self isn't being expressed. That's a big one. I think that's really a big one.
Wow, that is. And then he might feel guilty and confused and all kinds of mixed up emotions, but it's not passion and it's not joy.
Right. Right.
So what are some of the difficulties you have run into while working with men and women and dealing with these issues?
These are definitely the prime issues I personally come across, you know. These issues of on the one hand the guy not being able to follow through. And the gal kind of attempting to control or pull the situation one way or another. And this manifests itself in many different ways. There's many other issues we can talk about. For example, a lot of times also people are coming at the relationship, looking for the relationship to be something that heals them, when someone says I need this person, that's already a bad sign, you know what I mean? Because on the level of companionship and relationship, that's fine, but on the level of I need this person, as if I'm not going to be a self-sufficient person on my own, there's something off there. In other words, we need to be coming to the relationship in a whole place already on our own. So as much as we like to say, okay, that other person completes me, on the relationship level, fine, no problem. But if you mean by complete me, you mean that without that person, you are not a whole individual on your own. So then there's an issue there. Everybody wants a healthy, balanced, dignified person acting to the higher side of themselves, right? And that's what we all want. And to the extent we're not there, either side, guy or girl, that's gonna cause issues. I mean, that's a problem before you even get into the relationship. So I mean, you know, what we want to do is really work on that. The issue is that most of the stuff doesn't come out of us, or it doesn't come out of us in a way that has real ramifications in many times until we're ready in that relationship, right? Like most people will go counselor or a coach when, you know, the stuff hits the fan. You know what I'm saying? When there's a real big issue, when there's going to, you know, when divorce is on the table, then people start talking about, you know, having to deal with issues. So
right, when the damage is almost too much is already done, that's when they seek counseling.
Right.
All right, so tell us what your male-female dynamic system is like.
So the masculine and feminine concept is basically like this. Let me start to explain. I'll explain it also from a different angle. You know, in certain ancient philosophies, they talk about how everything in this world is made up of form and material. Form and material. So let me explain what I mean. For example, let's say you're making star-shaped cookies, right? And so the dough that it's the substance that it's made up of, and there is the star-shapedness of the thing, right? The form. So there's form and there's material. What we're saying here really, essentially, is this is just another manifestation of the concept of masculine and feminine. Masculine is the concept of giving forth energy and potential, right? So it's like the star-shapedness of the thing. It's the direction. It's where is it going? It's goal-oriented. It's the path, right? Whereas the dough or the material aspect is the feminine. The feminine is the concept of actualizing into something real. And so, again, this dough is what's making it. You have nothing without it, right? So it's the substance. And so essentially, what we're saying is that masculine and feminine, and in general, men are rooted in masculine and women are rooted in feminine, not always, but in general. And the truth is, yes, we both have both. But the feminine concept is, this concept of manifestation, actualization, expression. And so what we're going to see, though, is that within ourselves, the male, I think, in most circumstances, needs to refine this concept of giving forth energy and potential, whereas the woman will refine this concept of actualizing into something real. And of course, I'm giving it in a very simple way. I'm making it very black and white. Not because it ever is black and white. It's never totally black and white. But the point is, we should understand the general principles, and then everyone can vary from that a little bit. But for the guy, this means, first and foremost, to be able to act as an independent, right? This giving inner self from a place of personal freedom and independence, to be able to act, essentially giving over that energy, like we were mentioning before. But for the feminine concept, from the gal side of things, prerequisite to all of this is to have a sense of openness, to be able to receive. It's really the concept of vulnerability. And vulnerability, the truth is, has gotten a bad rap, right? Vulnerability, if I say the word vulnerable, what's the first thing that your average person thinks of? What is the word association? Vulnerable. Go.
Weakness.
Like, what was the...
They think of
weak.
Weak.
That's the first thing, right. That's the first thing that people think, right? But the truth is, there's a grand power in vulnerability. Vulnerability is the most beautiful thing, because it's really rooted in a certain sense of confidence. Vulnerability means to be able to put out there your authentic self. So a person who is not able to, who's, you tell me who's stronger, the person who needs to control and needs to hold back their true authentic self because they're afraid of putting it out there because they're afraid of it getting rejected, or the person who can go ahead and open themselves up and really share and put their true authentic self out there. You tell me who's stronger.
Right, the person who
Obviously. So that's vulnerable. Vulnerable is power. If you can put yourself out there without needing to constrict yourself in this way of fear of what's this person going to think of me? Is this person going to reject me? If you can put yourself out there, that is rooted in a tremendous amount of power. And so this is one of the main things that I'm working on with people. Sometimes I work on this with either couples together or separately, or individuals or singles. You find certainly single women is a big issue. There's a big issue, especially women definitely in their 30s and up who are single. This is a big one. To be able to be truly vulnerable, to be able to understand what it means to be open and to let go of control, and what that means and how do you do that, this is definitely up there.
Yeah, very important. Thank you for sharing this. We're running out of time, so I would like you to briefly just tell us about this upcoming Male-Female Dynamic Summit, which I think will be exciting, and also how people can connect with the summit and connect with you.
Great, thanks so much. We're putting together now what I'm calling the Male-Female Dynamic Summit, which is going to be 21 experts that I'm going to be speaking with, and these are going to be video-recorded conversations for about 20 minutes each, where we're going to be giving over impactful information. And basically, I speak with each expert, and I ask them very simple, straightforward, clear questions for the purpose of being very practical for the viewers, right? And that is, essentially we all want amazing relationships, right? Except if you look at the statistics out there, we all know that the situation is very grim, right? Millions of people are in not happy relationships. And so the question I pose these professionals is, what is the number one issue that you're seeing right now that is undermining relationships, right? I actually just gave you mine, but I'm going to do this with 21 experts, each coming at relationships from their own unique angle and their own unique situations and their own unique niche. And basically, what is the number one issue that's undermining relationships and how do you fix it? And so we get a variety of answers and different approaches. And it's quite interesting, and it's great because it opens the door for me meeting some very special people and some people who are doing some great work out there. And, we're hoping to make a big impact and that it should be a game-changing event for people who really want to revolutionize their relationships in a very short amount of time.
That's great. And the link for the summit is themalefemaledynamic.com.
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Ellie, for joining me in this discussion, and I look forward to the summit.
Thank you. We look forward to featuring you on there as well.
Thank you. And the dates are, it's starting pretty soon.
Yeah, it's launching on you can get on there. You can get on that website now and get reserve your ticket to it. Reserve your seat, so to speak. You'll be getting these. You can opt into it at that website, themalefemaledynamic.com. The videos will begin being released starting on April 3rd. We'll be releasing about 2 videos a day. It's a great opportunity and. Meet a lot of experts. You get to hear what they say, short and sweet, and with content-rich material. And also, you're able to, find out how you can follow other people as well and see what they're up to, and get different free gifts that they're giving out to people as well. So there's really a lot to gain. And the idea is also to be short and sweet. So it's a little nice something you can do to really make real change, and really take wherever you're at, whether you're single or you're a couple, and just take where you're at and raise it to the next level.
That's wonderful. So it's at the malefemaledynamic.com. So thank you so much for attending today, Ellie.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And I am your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. Please visit my website, healthybabyboomersnetwork.com, to get your free report, How to Live to 100 Beyond and Be Happy and Healthy. And if you're ready for love, think about the 30-Day Love Challenge, and you can find that at my other website, drericagoodstone.com. So I'm saying goodbye for now, and I look forward to speaking to you again in the next episode.